This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome back.
Well, are we playing it's the Beatles, right?
You like this song?
Nah.
Why?
Why are we playing it?
It's a good song.
It's all right.
You need to laugh here.
Sun's out.
I am laughing.
You're not?
I'm not upset.
You're not laughing.
I just don't understand how, by asking the question, what is Jalen Hurts without describing the word winner, how does that irritate you?
Well, can I throw a word into the discussion? How does that make me hate?
That's the biggest thing they have.
Well, may I throw a word into the discussion that I think will help you understand? Insecurity. What?
I got another word.
People get upset when they're insecure about something.
Is that what it is?
I think there's some insecurity about it.
Of course.
No, I mean, because I just asked. It's not like I said, Jalen, not a Super Bowl. I mean, I always, you know, talk about his accomplishments.
Yeah.
But I just asked the question, what would you describe him as without using the word winner? And now my timeline blowing up. Oh, are you being a hater? You being a hater?
Oh, Hugh Douglas hating again. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. All right, we got a lot to go on the show today. We're going to get to Eagles injury report of practice yesterday, what it really means moving forward the rest of the season. A Phillies rumor that has me excited. I mentioned a name yesterday, and this name could maybe be back in play for the Phillies. We'll get to that. And a rooting guide for tonight is it's the biggest game of the NFL season so far. 11-3 Rams, 11-3 Seahawks, number one seed, and maybe an Eagles path to try to get involved in that on the line tonight. So we'll talk about how we're rooting in that game coming up in a few minutes, though. First, our Twitter question, of course, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Did we all overreact to the Eagles' three-game losing streak? Yes is currently coming in at 32%, no at 68%. So people are not buying what I'm selling here. It's 68% voting no, we did not overreact. Most people think we reacted appropriately.
I think so.
I think it was a bit of an overreaction considering this is kind of what the team has been the whole year. They dropped a few close games. They won a few close games. That's who they've been this season. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Mark in Jersey is up on WIP. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello, gentlemen. How you doing?
Mark, good morning.
All right. This is what I got. All right. You asked the question, Hugh, what is Jalen Hurts without the wins?
Okay. No, Mark. Mark, listen. This is where I'm going to help you out, Mark. Because this you're about to irritate me.
I didn't say, wait a minute, let me finish,
Mark. I didn't say what is Jalen Hurts without the wins. I said, what is Jalen Hurts without describing the word winner to describe him?
Okay, well, let me finish. Accuracy. He's 65%. Okay? He's touchdown to ratio. Touchdown to interception ratio is off the charts. 22-6. So that's what he is. He's also accurate. He's also very smart, Hugh. He's very smart. He's one of the smarter quarterbacks in the league. He uses his feet. He gets big third downs. He's very good against the blitz. He also can extend plays. He's improved the screen game. He knows when to get down. If you look at the stats, apparently he spreads the ball around. Now let me ask you a question, Hugh. What is the difference between Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen?
First of all, Mark, I will answer your question. I'm about to answer your question, Mark. Josh Allen's a more accurate quarterback. He's an MVP
not
quarterback.
Really. He's not according to the stats.
Mark, excuse me.
Go ahead.
Because I let you talk. Mark, and the descriptions that you gave me about Jalen, I never questioned his smarts. I never said he was a dummy. I never said that. I asked a simple question.
I never said you did.
I asked a simple question, Mark, and you took it defensively like I was trying to take a shot at him. I wasn't. I know he's a winner. I know he's been to 2 Super Bowls. And I know Josh Allen has not been to any. And for the record, I've never compared him to a Josh Allen. Now, if you're asking me about pure talent between the two, Josh Allen is a much more talented quarterback than Jalen Hurts. And that's a fact.
He does have a 70% completion percentage. Yeah. Allen does, by
Mark,
the way.
Mark, can we just unpack the stats for a second here? Mark,
Jalen has a whole hum 65. Yeah, he's terrible.
Well, so, but I
you just said he wasn't.
Hold on, Mark, a second. I think we do this as fans in sports. We have to, like, realize what the league is when we just say numbers. So you're right, Mark, you are spot on. Jalen's completion percentage is 65.2. Do you know that's just
tremendous?
No, it's not. It's not. Actually, it's not, Mark. The league.
God.
What do you want to hear? Why it's not, or do you just want to make noises?
Mark, go ahead, Joe.
Okay. Do you know where that places him in the league this year, compared to all the other quarterbacks?
Go ahead, Joe.
18th in the NFL. That's not tremendous, Mark. As the league changes, a completion, like, is his completion percentage better than Donovan's? Of course it is. As the league changes.
Okay, well, Joe, hold on.
I'm making the point that we can't just look at Eagles history or our own memories and say this is better. The league has changed. The league has changed, Mark. It has never been easier than before than to have a 67 to 70% completion percentage. They all do now. So you're right that his number is 65.3. It sounds good. It is league average this season. You also mentioned his touchdown interception ratio.
When has he been the quarterback? Is this his sixth year?
Mark,
fifth year?
All right, so I'll let you finish. Would you acknowledge what I said is accurate? This year, his completion percentage is...
65% is good.
No,
okay, it's good.
No,
it's
average.
Not great.
It's average. I mean,
It's still good. Is it good?
It's average. We established it's average.
Okay. But now you throw the wins on top of that, so now he's better than
that. Well, that's a team statistic.
Okay, how about this? He's been in the league 6 years. Three of the years, he was in the running for MVP the league in the season.
He was in the running.
Mark, okay. one season,
he
has received...
He was the MVP of the Super Bowl twice. He won it once.
I got to tell you, Mark, the other day when I was out, I was listening when you called in... I love your phone calls more as a listener than as a host, because I got a fight with you as a host. You made me laugh the other day. And I do appreciate when you call in. But you're just saying things that are not true.
Like, they are true.
No, they are. No, Mark, it's not.
Oh, wow.
To say he was twice the MVP is lies. He won the MVP of the Super Bowl once. He did not win it the other
day. That's your opinion.
That's your opinion.
No, you didn't, Mark. You said he was the MVP.
It's your opinion.
Twice.
Yeah, MVP. In my eyes, he was the best player in the
Mark,
field.
It doesn't go on Mark's eyes.
See, Mark, listen. Don't do that. Let me speak, Mark. Don't do that. Because, when it comes to this Jalen subject, I try to be serious about it. May I please speak? I am being fair, Mark. You're being ridiculous. You know what? And that's what irritates me about these conversations that I have, is because I sit here and I try to be methodical in the questions that I ask and give him his props, because I know Jalen's accomplished a lot. But then you come in here with these stupid ass things that you say. He hasn't won the MVP twice, Mark. And I don't give a damn what's in your eyes. I'm talking about factual stuff. You muddy the conversation when you do the stupid stuff that you do. It don't need to be that way, Mark. I come on here every day, and I try to have, for the most part, intelligent conversations. But when you sit here and you say with a straight face that he was the MVP twice and then turn around and say he was the MVP in my eyes, Mark, that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. And then you go with this. Wait a minute, let me finish, Mark. No, because then you'll take that same narrative and say we out here hating on Jalen. No, we're not. No, we're not hating on Jalen. We're sitting up here spitting facts. And then people get sensitive when you talk about it. But I ain't spitting nothing but facts. I can't take nothing away from Jalen Hurts that he's already accomplished. But when you look at him as a quarterback, if I say he hasn't grown as a quarterback, I'm a liar, but I'm not lying, because when you look at him and you look at his numbers, there hasn't been any growth. Yeah, he's a winner. Yeah, he's been to two Super Bowls. But has this team grown since he's been here? Can you answer that question correct? Can you answer that question with the truth?
Yes, I can.
Okay, how's it growing,
Mark?
Let
me answer.
How's it growing?
When he came – right here. Give me a second. When he came into the league, he was at 60%. And the narrative was, oh, you have to be at least – 63% to be an NFL quarterback. You cannot do it at bang. He moves up his percentage. Then they said he's not good against the blitz. Bang. He fixed that. Then they said he doesn't get sacks. Other quarterbacks get sacked. But when Jalen gets sacked, he takes sacks. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
It's true. It's true.
Okay, no, let me finish.
Sacks are a quarterback sack.
Then they said, he's not good against the blitz. Okay, fine. Then they said you cannot go a full season. He gets hurt. Oh, you can't. He gets hurt. That style of play will not work in the NFL. Bang. He's been the quarterback like 40 games straight, and he won the Super Bowl. They said that his style of play would not be able to do that. My goodness, I could go on and on. But all you do is pick your narrative to – your description of him, and
I don't give backhanded compliments. If I'm a compliment somebody, I'm a compliment. But tell me, Mark, what was the backhanded compliment that I gave him, or the narrative that I had when I said
the
that about
Jalen? The question that you asked.
Well, okay, the question is
Jalen Hurts if you take out the winning? No, that's a backhanded compliment if I ever heard.
Mark.
Come on, be real.
Mark, please be
come
quiet.
On, Hugh.
Mark, I'm giving you, I let you talk. Please let me talk. Please let me talk, Mark. It's not a backhanded compliment. I asked a question and you got offended from the question. And the only way you could describe him is with the wins. When I talk about Jalen Hurts and I ask that question, I was asking it under the context of what is he as a quarterback? Is he a running quarterback? Is he a throwing quarterback? I mean, that's what I was asking. But you went on about his IQ, his quarterback rating, and all this other stuff. You're the one that didn't understand the question that I was asking. And then you turned it into some narrative where I'm trying to take a shot at him. I asked a straightforward question. And you couldn't answer it.
Hugh, let me tell you this. Let me just end it with this. When it comes to Jalen Hurts, he does it all. Can we agree that? He does a little bit of everything.
Again, I asked you.
Is that fair?
You know, whatever you say, Mark. Whatever you say.
Mark.
Whatever you say. Hey, Mark.
You
get mad, no, I'm not upset. You know what?
You
know what, Mark?
You
I'm not.
That's
Mark,
what
you're not. You didn't destroy me. You know, Mark.
I drowned both of you. You go.
With an ignorant narrative, right?
Oh, now that, it's ignorant when
Mark,
it doesn't fit.
Mark,
with
can Mark. I want to ask Mark a question. Mark, can I? Do you think it's fair if I come on here and say, you know, Brock Purdy's been an MVP? You agree with that?
Like in terms of what?
The league. He's been an MVP candidate.
What's your point?
Well, like,
what's
your point? Well, you said that Jalen Hurts been an MVP candidate all these years.
Mark.
One season.
He got hurt against Chicago, and that took him out of it. No, he was the front runner that year.
That's the year I'm talking about, Mark. One season.
But the next year, he was also in the running.
But Mark.
Oh, my God.
Mark,
am I going to get the stats?
No. You don't understand what you're talking about. That's
okay,
the problem.
What about all pro?
Shush for a second, okay?
Mark, hold you're on. Irritated.
Mark,
for real.
Mark like was so much more enjoyable when I was listening the other day. Maybe he's enjoyable for listeners, maybe he's not.
He's a problem.
As a host, he's a problem. Mark, the point I'm trying to make, and you will not quiet down while we have a conversation, which has gone on way too long, that's my fault. In 2022, Jalen Hurts finished second in the MVP. I think he would have won it if he didn't get hurt. He was awesome that season. The next year you're referencing, he got zero MVP votes. They now have a ballot where they can write down a bunch of names, not just one. He got zero votes. So for you to say he's in the running is the same as me saying Brock Purdy was in the running. 2 years ago on Christmas night, Lamar and Brock Purdy played. They were 1-2 in the odds to win the MVP. Purdy played like crap. He didn't get the MVP. No one says Brock Purdy almost won the MVP that year because nobody cares, Mark. He didn't get a vote. He didn't get votes for the MVP. Jalen didn't get votes in 2023 or 24 or 25. He won't get a single vote this year. One season, Jalen Hurts played like an MVP. One. Do you understand bottom the line. Difference? Do you understand the difference?
I understand the difference. But the bottom line, okay. He's just as good as Josh Allen.
He's not. He's not.
Now, Mark, that's where I agree with you, Mark. I agree with you there.
No more.
But, Mark, you got to stop calling in and with these stupid-ass things and saying it, man. You
Mark has a way of getting under people's skin.
Come on, Mark. We better than that, man. Stop that.
All right, 215-592-9494.
You ain't getting none for Christmas either. I'm going to talk to Santa.
I don't like how you agree with him on his worst point of all
no,
of them.
He is a better quarterback than Josh Allen.
No. Oh, stop. Oh God, no.
As far as career?
Ooh.
No. He is.
It's not true.
No, as a career.
You got to be kidding me.
Josh Allen. How many Super Bowls has Josh Allen been in?
Oh, so now you're using winner.
I'm just, like listen.
Oh.
Listen, first of all, you guys are so childish. First of all, I asked everybody, like, I didn't know by me asking that question.
Oh, I knew. I looked at you when you said, I was like, do you realize you just lit a match today?
No, I, like, if, like, okay.
Yeah,
for,
you
full
you,
transparency.
You know what you did what on I, these I phone know, lines today.
What I know now, if everything, like, what I know now, would I take Jalen over Josh? Yes, because of the history, the pedigree. But if I was drafting,
Josh. Yeah, and so with the Eagles. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone call's coming
there
up here.
There we go. That's and this was some sense.
But no, but Jalen's more accomplished. He's
okay.
a more accomplished quarterback.
Wonderful.
Okay, so winner.
We're going to look at the injury report yesterday. And I wonder how everyone comes down on how the Eagles should handle this going down the stretch. We'll talk about that, your phone calls. Did we overreact to the three-game losing streak? Hugh Douglas lighting a match into the Jalen Hurts conversation.
Man, I hate y'all.
Describe him without using the word winner, which you get is 9 minutes of Mark yelling nonsense. That's
I like you though, Mark. You just called me on. You know, I ain't had no coffee today. Yeah.
Oh, we can get some coffee. I need coffee after that call. All right, your phone call's coming up. It's the midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's me.
Yeah, sure is.
The holiday season's warm up with new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's bold, vibrant blackberry blended with a creamy vanilla toasted oak and just a touch of honey. You know what, Joe? And you just made me remember something. Since I ain't got it, I'm off of work. What, Monday last day? I'm gonna get drunk all week. It's the perfect pour for the holiday parties, family gatherings, and a quiet night by the fire. Make your season merry with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Stop by your local fine wine and good spirit stores and stock up on a couple bottles and make your own festive Jack Daniel's Blackberry cocktail. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Celebrate.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Start the season responsibly. We are friends, Kyle. Stop that. So that people being all sensitive, man. I guess I was being a little sensitive, too.
A little bit. It's all right. We're all sensitive sometimes. I got to tell you. So I was listening the other day when I wasn't in on Tuesday, and I heard Mark call you guys. Mark kept me laughing away from the microphone. There's something about being on this side of it when Mark's like throwing nonsense at you. You got to yell back at him. But he is a good caller. He does find a way.
No, he is. Yeah. And Mark, I'm not mad at you, man. It's just... like, this Jalen conversation is a little divisive.
Can't believe you didn't realize you were lighting a match there.
I mean, I didn't because I thought it was a fair question.
It is a fair question. I don't think you said – you didn't say anything offensive or wrong or ask an out-of-bounds question.
I did not realize – like, seriously, all jokes aside, I did not realize that if I asked the question in that way that it would be considered hating. I really didn't. I think
it's insecurity. I mean, like
– I really didn't. Yeah. I mean, I'm not – all full disclosure, I did not – I mean – that's just, I was just wondering, how would you describe his game? That's all. I mean, because I'm trying to figure it out. You know, because a lot of times when I talk about Jalen, I'm like, hey, man, he wins football games. Okay, that's great. And he does. Okay, but outside of using that word, what attribute does he have? You know, and I guess, you know, when he said his quarterback acumen, I mean, that's fair. But what I meant was his skill set.
Yeah, it's funny you said that. I guess because it's Commanders Week. Sometimes I'll see my algorithm will give me highlights of old Eagles games.
Mm-hmm.
There was a highlight I saw of the Eagles Commanders game, his first year as a starter in 21.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how much faster he used to be. He still is a dual threat, right? We had 39 yards rushing on this past Sunday. He mm-hmm. could still move. He could still get first downs. But I kind of forgot early in his career how much of a dynamic runner he was. Mm-hmm. He used to run around, make people miss, make throws after spinning around. Cut back. He doesn't. I do think physically his legs are not the same as they used to be.
And it takes his toll, but he's still a threat.
He's still a threat, but he was a dynamic running threat, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. So when you asked the question, I said the word dependent. I still think he's pretty good
mm-hmm.
as a player, but I think he used to be more physically impressive than he is now, which it comes with age.
Because, if you ask me, how would I describe like quarterbacks that played in my era, Dan Marino? Field general, got the ball out of his hands quick, wasn't a throw that he couldn't make,
mm-hmm.
One of the quickest releases that I've ever seen. Peyton Manning, same thing, had great action when it came to the play action game, knew where all his receivers were on the field, and hit them most of the time with pinpoint accuracy. The biggest knock on Peyton is if you got pressure on him, if you threw that timing off, then you had a chance to win the games. But that's what I was talking about. It wasn't meant to make anybody upset or think that I'm hating on him. I just asked because a lot of times when we describe him, I mean, you can't deny what he's accomplished. But it's okay to describe him as a quarterback. What is he?
Let me throw one more word in. So the first, when you asked the question an hour ago, I said the word dependent, which I think probably people probably don't like if you love Jalen, because it feels like I'm saying he's dependent on everyone else. But to an extent, I think he is. Here, I'm going to give him a compliment. Another word I think of when I think of Jalen that doesn't involve the word winning is tough.
No, definitely tough.
I think it works both ways. I think he's physically tough. I mean, all the tush pushes.
And he's mentally tough.
And I think both of those are huge attributes when it comes to a quarterback.
Especially here.
Yes. I think, and I felt he's exhibited that from the minute he got to Philadelphia. He is a tough player.
And I guess that's where I it's kind of a disconnect for me, because as tough as our quarterback is, why is everybody else so sensitive when it comes to
I think it's an interesting juxtaposition.
Yeah, because
he's not soft.
And it's like, I'm not. Like, I'm an Eagles fan. I mean, hell, I played for the Eagles.
And you're an Eagles Hall of Famer.
Like, I mean, and for you to get mad because I asked a question, because I genuinely want to know what you think, is ridiculous to me.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Did we overreact to the 3-game losing streak?
No.
We did. No. And the Jalen thing. Hugh wants to know the word that you would use to describe him if you can't use the word winner. Before we go back to the phone lines, Hugh, quick question on this, because I'm wondering this. How should the Eagles handle their major injuries down the stretch? So let's look at yesterday's injury report. And, Hugh, you know, there's a lot going on with the injury report. Every week there is. But two big ones that have been out for a while, obviously Jalen Carter and Lane Johnson. And, you know, we'll see where things come down as the week goes on. But yesterday, no practice for Jalen Carter. Obviously not expecting him back this week. And no practice for Lane Johnson again. Hugh, I'm going to give you a question here. I'm going to lay a scenario out. Let's say the Eagles do not have Jalen Carter or Lane this Saturday. Mm-hmm. They're not ready. They win the game. They clinch the division. Would you just sit those guys until the playoffs?
Would I just? No.
You wouldn't. You'd bring them back.
Oh, yeah. I got to get a little bit of time back. Because we're just sitting there talking about how, how if we say we beat the Buffalo Bills, that we're probably not going to play that last game. So I want Lane and Jalen to play. If I'm going to do that, if that's the scenario, I want them for that game.
Yeah.
Because that one, to me, Joe, that's going to be a playoff atmosphere.
Well,
game.
That will be the last one until the postseason. Now, I'm not saying this for every single player, but for those two in particular, if they win Saturday without them, I'm not putting them back on the field until the first game of the playoffs. Lane Johnson doesn't need reps. I mean, Lane Johnson's going to be
able.
Yeah, he's in and out of every game anyway.
Right. I mean, as long as what was it, 2022? Remember he had the abductor muscle.
Yep.
When they made the Super Bowl the first time against the Chiefs, he went out. What, I think it was early December.
Yes.
We were worried he was going to, and then he showed up in the playoffs and blocked Nick Bosa like it was nothing, right?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
He could just show up in the postseason and dominate. And Jalen Carter, I mean, he's been banged up all year. Get those shoulders right, whatever that procedure they did was. Now, I wouldn't put them on the field again until the playoffs, assuming we win. Now, if we lose Saturday without them, we got to win a game. That changes the equation. Kyle, what would you do?
I'm with you. I think the other part that you have to consider is, with Lane being in and out, you put him in the playoff game, and then he goes right out again. Can't you argue that Fred Johnson needs the reps too?
Maybe
just in case.
Maybe more than Lane.
Hey, he put them both out there.
Well, no, I just like...
I mean, but going into the playoffs, I would rather have a ready Lane than a getting ready Fred Johnson.
I think he's ready.
Yeah.
He's Lane.
Yeah, I think it's just about health, right? I don't want to set back with that foot. And that's a weird injury. The Liz Frank is weird, and we've seen... I remember, what was it, like 8 years ago now? Jalen Mills had one of those, and then... I think he tried to come back, and then we kind of never saw him as an Eagle again.
Yeah.
It's a weird injury.
Lane's almost one of those guys that, like, he can go the week without practicing and still be ready to play.
Yeah. I think if they win Saturday, which they should, how they handle the injury is going to be the most interesting part of the rest of the season. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Eric in California is up. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. I'd like to begin by nominating for Marconi Hugh with the gem of... During the alcohol read, the ad for the Jack Daniels, like all ads, ends with enjoy responsibly. Please celebrate responsibly. But right before that, he goes, oh, no work Monday? I'm going to get drunk all weekend.
Oh, no.
Gonna get all banged
week.
Up.
I'm going to get banged up all week.
But he's doing it responsibly, Eric. Which
I'm going to be at the house.
Yeah. He's saying
a responsible 48-hour bender by Hall of Fame Hugh.
Yeah.
Can I please just address the Jalen issue first?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. So one thing he is clutch. He's got a great deep ball. He can throw balls with nice touch sometimes and doesn't always rock them in there. But he's able to make the big throws in the big games, and that can't be taken for granted.
I remember San Francisco a few years ago, Garoppolo had a guy wide open, similar to the dagger throw, could have made it, probably wins the game, and he choked under the pressure. Jalen doesn't choke. That's an important attribute.
Yeah, somebody else gave him resilient.
I think those. I think clutch and resilient are both good words, Eric. I mean, I think the clutch one specifically, look how he's played in his two Super Bowls. I mean, he's played some of his best football on the biggest stage.
No question about it.
Yeah.
So that's an attribute. And it's not the word winner. Okay. Going into the postseason, I think Lane Johnson, you got to rest. I think he can rest. But Jalen Carter, I listen to Vic Fangio talk. Those defense players, I think they need to get in a game shape, Fangio calls it. So you'd like to get Carter some reps, get back into his that different kind of cardio so he's ready for the postseason.
You know, that's an interesting angle, Eric, because when we were just discussing it, we were kind of combining them as the same decision, but they are two different players, totally different kind of personalities and ability to stay in shape. That's a good point, right? Lane, I think we could just roll him out there for a playoff game, and as long as he's healthy, he will play well. But you're right. I mean, Jalen Carter, remember earlier this season after missing time, I think it was when he got kicked out of the first game, the second game he looked out of shape, and Vic was basically like, well, he didn't have his snaps last week, so he fell out of shape. That's an interesting angle that maybe they do play him a little bit down the stretch just so he doesn't fall totally out of shape before the postseason.
Additionally, I think we need to play Buffalo full strength, maybe not Lane, but for two reasons. One, if we beat Buffalo, I start to believe again. Last year when we beat Baltimore, that's when I was like, we're for real. We beat Baltimore in Baltimore. I'm going to open my heart up and believe again. And if we beat Buffalo, I will believe again. So I think it'd be important.
You said
he'd
open my heart up. Well, that was kind of
lame. You gotta
open your heart. Yeah, that's what fandom is, right? You don't want to let yourself get broken.
You've heard Lurie before.
You gotta open your heart.
After Buffalo. I started talking crazy.
That was kind of lame. Are you going to cry if they win this weekend?
Why not?
You gonna cry? Kyle?
Shed a tear. Back to back NFC champs for the first time since you were playing, man. It's a long time ago.
It's been a long time. Think about how old you are. I mean,
and I think we want the offense to stay on the same page. They've not been on the same page all season until there's been so many instances of them not being on the same page, miscommunication. So I think it's important for the offense to keep developing rhythm, momentum, and get into a groove so they hit the playoffs full strength.
Well, and I think a lot of people are going to feel that, especially if they play well on Saturday. It's like, let's keep this going. All right, Eric, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I do think the Carter decision and Lane decision might be two separate
things. A little different
things.
Because Lane is a Hall of Fame. I get it.
You know,
I get it.
It's funny.
I would want to play, though. Like, just me personally, I would want to play.
The question that Hugh posed is actually, I think, a fun exercise if we were able to do it civilly and without getting offended.
No, that's the thing. We can't. We're not
because there's
be
a lot of complimentary things you could say to describe Jalen Hurts that don't include winner.
Yes. Well, I agree.
Like, we don't have to get offended.
Well, yeah.
How about let's work through this?
Well, I think our last caller brought an adult way of saying it.
I totally agree. And resilient is a great word.
And he opened my mind to, I use the word tough. Jalen's tough mentally and physically.
Yep. And he's going to open our hearts. Here.
I think he's one of the most physically tough quarterbacks in the league. Are you opening your heart on the Eagles team? Come on.
No, I'm not opening my heart.
Why?
I took a deep breath and calmed down, though.
That was important.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But no, I hope
we'll have to get you out of the Hall of Fame.
You go take me out.
You won't even open your heart to the football team?
Oh, no, I'm not. It just sounds kind of lame.
Let yourself get hurt.
No, it's not lame.
It's not lame. It's what fans do.
What? I mean, that's cool. I don't watch it like that. I don't get hurt and start, you know, being a funk for a couple of days. I'll be like, damn. I don't care about the fans. Yeah, that was timely. I don't get in my feelings about that. I get in my feelings about these fire-ass takes that I have every day that people don't understand because I have vision.
Well,
and I vibrate on a whole different level that people just don't understand.
That's where we push back a little bit.
No, I'm just saying because that's where I get upset because I'm trying to get y'all right. You know, you, Kyle, and everybody else, you people out there, you people land. I be trying to get y'all right, man. And every day I come on here and I try to drop science on y'all and knowledge, and y'all just don't want to vibrate on the same level I'm on.
Well, certainly,
and it's frustrating at times. But I'm not gonna give up, Mark. I ain't giving up on you, dog. You frustrated me, look. Yeah. I ain't giving up on you. I'm gonna get you right.
I gave up on Mark a long time ago. Chris in Middletown is up. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, man.
Chris, good morning.
Still morning.
What?
Hugh,
I know I'm about to catch a stray. Here you go.
Hugh, you got to take a shot here because you can't get mad at Mark because you created that nonsense. He was only speaking his truth, Hugh, okay?
So, I was not mad at Mark. I was more frustrated.
I'll be honest, Chris. Watching Hugh do it, he didn't realize what he was doing. Like, I watched him light this place on fire and like,
smoke? I'm not mad. I was not mad at Mark.
I
was more frustrated than Matt.
The funny part is, Chris, that question Hugh asked did not come up in the pre-show meeting. It didn't come up. He just had
I just asked.
He just threw it out there.
Because we were talking about Jalen, and I just asked, and I was asking with all honesty and sincerity, and it just turned it devolved into something else. And I'm like, where did that come from?
Yeah. I know. You like to just pull pins and roll grenades in rooms. I mean, that's exactly what
that's a great analogy.
It is. It's exactly what happened.
Can we, you know, also I need Richard Lincoln because I need him to come in the studio. You know what, though? I need Richard to come in and save you, Hugh. You and Kevin Quinn, because Joe the Troll Giglio that's in here today, oh, boy, man, let me tell you something. You know, Joe, your take today is as ridiculous as that Charlie Brown-looking Christmas tree behind you.
First of all, that it is a nice Christmas tree.
Put a lot of hard work into that tree.
This studio is decorated.
Why ain't got no Christmas tree behind me? You know what I'm
about
to do?
Are you offended by this?
I'm going to get a
whiteboard. You put coal in your stocking.
No, yeah, I'm
going to get a whiteboard and put behind it.
All right, hold on, Chris.
Guys, listen.
We obviously overreacted to a 3-game losing streak. It's okay to say it. I mean,
no, we did not, Joe. Listen, let me tell you something about that.
Let me tell you something, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. You sit down and you listen up and you listen good, okay? That 3-game stretch exposed the fraud of the offense, okay? The long paper that we have on offense was exposed because it's been robbing us blind. Now, Hugh knows a lot about this because he did down Jacksonville. That's how he knows what's going on. The defense is being treated by this organization as a luxury. So, you know what? Somebody may be right with that. But listen, here's what happened in that 3-game stretch. They scored less than 20 points in 2 of the 3 games. The lone game, they scored 20. They scored 21. We had 9 turnovers. Now, what we have confirmed is that the winning blueprint for this team and that stretch showed us that the coaches now fully understand is the players have limitations and what they are capable of. And you know what? Get ready to be tweaked here? You Jalenites.
Oh, boy.
Listen up, you Jalenites, you low IQ people. The Eagles don't win behind the wheel with Jalen behind the wheel of the bus. They don't win. That 3-game stretch showed you that. During that stretch, 7 of those 9 turnovers were him. He passed the ball 37 times on average. Guess what, Jalenites? He's not Josh Allen. He can't put the team on his back and win. They don't win that way, not at a clip successful rate. Our run game stinks, but it's the only chance we have to win. We need to play old school football, run the ball, and even though it's average at best, we need to ride with that running offense, and we need to ride with our luxurious defense.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The model that won all those games prior to the three-game collapse, and now the staff fully knows it's the only way to win with Jalen. He needs to be riding in the co-pilot seat, not behind
that's
the wheel.
That's that Joe Giglio talk. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. In Saquon, we trust with Big D. Have a good day.
All right, Chris. That's enough. See, I understand. I mean, you could be mad at me for saying we overreacted. The point is this. He mentioned the offense in the three-game stretch, and it exposed everything. Guys, it was the same offense. Nothing changed except the scoreboard. They played like that against the Packers and the Lions. We came on here excited because they happened to win the game. And that, I know that was Kyle's point, that it caught up to them. I agree. My point is, we acted like the sky was falling when they've other than the Raiders and Giants, hasn't every game been the same the whole year? It's basically some iteration of 23-20. That's the whole season. Sometimes you're going to win those games, sometimes you're going to lose them. We just happen to lose three in a row early in the season. The Chiefs and the Bucks and the Rams, those three games were the same things. We just won all three of those games. This is what this team is. They are flawed. They have a shot. They're going to go to the playoffs, but I do think we got probably too high early, a little too low lately.
I would say at a glance, when you talk about early on and now, it feels like now that there's a more of a conscious effort for more tight end play or more tight end involvement mm-hmm. in the offense. And there's been more like decisive plays to try to clear out the middle and throw across the middle.
Sure. And I also think I agree with you on that. I also think because it's getting later, it's becoming more like urgent. Well, early in the season, we thought, oh, they'll grow. So that's the main difference. 215-592-9494 for your phone calls coming up. A lot to do. We will also get to our rooting guide coming up at noon on tonight, the Seahawks and the Rams. Plus, latest on the Phils, a name linked to the Phillies that I am very excited about. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. I don't play the music. I'm just.
What are you trying to say? I am not a Grinch. You should look at all the money I spent on Christmas for these ungrateful ass children.
See, that's why that's it. See, that's.
These ungrateful ass, no dishes washing ass kids.
See, that's why the Grinch allegations are out there. Because you get upset about
I'm all right. No, I'm okay. I mean, the gifts are bought now. They're bought. We're not returning.
I know. But then you immediately asked me the other day, hey, did we get paid on Friday? Yeah. Trying to replenish that account.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I get it. But that, I mean, the Grinch allegations are out there. All right, and yesterday you put coal in the stocking.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah, well, you did think it was funny. By the way, you know what we have coming up again today?
What's that?
We got to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking.
Hello. It's Hugh's holiday stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
Yes, that is the sounder. Next time you hear that over the course of the show today, you call in 215-592-9494. All of it presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances, playing for a great Jack Daniel's and Weber, and the Gerhard's qualifying prize pack today, and automatic lender for the grand prize. Next time you hear the sounder, you call in, we'll play What's in Hugh's Holiday Stocking. All right. You know what I would like to be in the Phillies holiday stocking?
What's that?
Well, some more good players and maybe one on the infield. So we talked about yesterday what they've done, and I'm dissatisfied with the offseason so far. I do like the reliever they got yesterday, Brad Keller, but I would like more, especially in the lineup. And I said yesterday they could save this offseason by maybe improving the infield, and then I could be okay with an outfield that has Garcia and giving Crawford a shot and running the Marsh thing back. I could live with that if they improve the infield. One of the names I mentioned yesterday was Alex Bregman. Let's hear Bob Nightingale talking about maybe the Phillies still have a shot at an Alex Bregman.
How about the Phillies? Are the Phillies done? They got Adolis Garcia. I obviously think, you know, if they were able to move Baum out of the position, out of third base, because it's his last year, he'll be a free agent after the season, and something with Castellanos. Obviously, they filled the Castellanos part. Is there a chance that they move to moving Baum, or are the Phillies done and they like where their lineup is currently?
I think the Baum thing would be the X factor. I could see them moving Baum, and then, you know, if they want, they could jump in on Bregman. Sort of thing, because right now they're going to run the same thing back, except for Jocelyn Crawford. He'll be the starting center fielder. They're excited about Garcia. They think he'll bounce back, and hey, what hitter doesn't want to hit in Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia? So I would think he'll have a much better year there. So they're mixing up. They have Andrew Payne in the rotation. So they made enough little moves, but I think Boom's the only guy who could possibly move and then shake things up even more. But right now, you know, Dave Dombrowski said, we're set. We're not going to, you know, get any more outfielders. And, you know, don't really ask him about Baum, but that's certainly a possibility. If they do move Baum, then what do they do afterwards?
I would love it. I think it would be a difference-making kind of final piece of the puzzle for the Phillies. Bregman, who has long been one of my favorite players, you look at his career, so he debuted around 16, 17. He's been an everyday player for about 8 years. Mm-hmm. And his averages, just across all those years, with mostly the Astros, last year he went to the Red Sox, averages about 27.5 home runs a season, 95 runs batted in, 848 OPS. He has a great glove at third base, to the point where teams have kind of jockeyed with the idea that putting him at shortstop, at second base. Like He has that ability. He's been a silver slugger. He's gotten top five MVP votes twice, and maybe the best thing about him, besides just the defense, and he's just an overall better player than Alec Boehm, his postseason career, because he was on the Astros all those years. I mean, he has, in his career, he's has 447 plate appearances in the playoffs. I mean, he's played almost a full season of baseball just in the playoffs, and the guy has 19 career playoff home runs. If you say to me, missing piece, Joe, what is it? Bregman. Like, if you put him, you could bat him two. Remember, we were trying to do the lineup yesterday. Like, if you did the lineup as Turner, Bregman, Harper, Schwarber, or if you wanted to move Schwarber up to two, Turner, Schwarber, Harper, Bregman, like, that could go beat the Dodgers.
No, I mean, I hear you, but when you're talking about a guy that's going to be 32
yep.
before the season starts, and, you know, you're talking about he had 18 home runs last year, but you're adding another old guy to go with a bunch of old guys that you already have.
Doesn't it fit though? I mean, like it kind of fits the timeline.
I mean, if you kind of put it like that,
yeah.
And I think that the movement is, you know, you talk about Justin Crawford being up and not having any time up, is that they want to try to infuse this with as much youth as they possibly can.
Yeah, but are we trying to win the World Series, or are we trying to get young here? Come on.
Well, I mean, that's a good question, Joe. I mean, because when you talk about, you know, signing Schwarber back and moving some guys around, who do we just sign? El Bambi. We just got El Bambi.
Adolis Garcia.
Yeah, we just got El Bambi. So, I mean, he's an old guy. So you're going to have a veteran squad.
Yeah.
And we had a veteran squad last year, and you see what the. Not saying that there isn't potential there, But you see how it ended last year.
One quick thing, as you mentioned, is home runs. And they did go down last year, right? Only 18. He did miss a bunch of time with, I think it was a quad or hamstring injury. Mm-hmm. So if you look at his slugging percentage, like it's still on the same par as it's always been. 25-ish to 30 home runs is what he hits. So, I mean, if you kind of prorate his year last year, if he had played more games, he would have hit about 25 home runs, which he's been good for a long time. I know there's some people out there that love Bohm. I've been done with Bohm for a long time. I just don't think it's a championship lineup when he's in the middle. Go get me Bregman. Like that, everything I felt yesterday, I would be so happy to change my tune if they go get Bregman. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Your reaction to that Phillies rumor out there by Nightingale, the idea that, yeah, maybe still they can move Bohm and go get a Bregman. And a lot on the Eagles here. Jalen Hurts, Hugh asked the question, if you can't use the word winner, how do you describe Jalen Hurts? And did we overreact to the three-game losing streak? I think we did. I think we went a little bit far in how over the top we were with the reaction and three losses in a row when it's really the way they've played all year. Your phone call's coming up, and we got to get to our rooting guide for tonight. Huge NFL game coming up. The Seahawks and the Rams. Which outcome is better for the Eagles? We'll talk about that and the different scenarios heading into Week 16 starting tonight on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance at the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting part of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.